Then bring forward to yourself your brother Aaron and your sons with him. From among the sons of Israel to serve as priests to me, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. And you shall make holy garments for Aaron, your brother, for glory. Shall speak to all the skillful people whom I have endowed with the spirit of wisdom, that they may give us garments to consecrate him, that he may serve as priest to me. And these are the garments which they shall make: a breastpiece, an ephod, a robe, a tunic of checkered work, a turban, and a sash. They shall make holy garments for your brother Aaron and his sons, so that he may serve as priest to me. They shall take the gold, the violet, the purple, the scarlet material, and the fine. They shall also make the ephod of gold, of violet, purple, and scarlet material, and fine twisted linen, the work of the skilled embroiderer. It shall have two shoulder pieces joined to its two ends, so that it may be torn. The skillfully woven band of its overlay, which is on it, shall be like its workmanship of the same material, of gold and violet, the purple and scarlet material. Take two onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel. Six of the names on the one stone, and the names of the remaining six on the other stone, according to their birth. As a jeweler engraves a signet, you shall engrave sons of Israel. You shall set them in filigree settings of gold, and you shall put the two stones on the shoulder pieces of the ephod, the stones of memorial for the sons of Israel. And Aaron shall carry their names before the Lord on his two shoulders. And you shall make filigree settings of gold, and two chains of pure gold. You shall make them of twisted cord work, and you shall put the corded chains on the filigree settings. You shall make a breastpiece of judgment, the work of a skilled embroiderer, like the work of the ephod. You shall make it of gold, of violet, purple, and scarlet material, and fine twisted linen. You shall make it. It shall be squared and folded double,
Shall be engraved according to the names of the sons of Israel, 12, according to their names. They shall be like the engravings of a signet, each according to his name, for the 12 tribes.
Chains of cord work and pure gold, and you shall make on the breastpiece two rings of gold, and shall put the two rings on the two ends of the breastpiece, and you shall put the two cords of gold on the two rings at the ends of the breastpiece. You shall put the other two ends of the two cords on the two filigrees, and put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod at the front of it. Place them on the two ends of the breastpiece, on the edge of it, which is toward the inner side of the ephod. And you shall make two rings of gold and put them on the bottom of the two shoulder pieces of the ephod. On the front of it, close to the place where above the skillfully woven band of the ephod, and they shall bind the breastpiece by its rings to the rings of the ephod with the violet cord, so that it will be on the skillfully woven band of the ephod, and that the so Aaron shall carry the names of the sons of Israel in the breastpiece of judgment over his heart when he enters the holy place, as a memorial before the Lord continually. Judgment, the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be over Aaron's heart when he goes in before the Lord. And Aaron shall carry the judgment of the sons of Israel over his heart before the Lord continually. Shall make the robe
of the effort all a violet. There shall be an opening at its top, in the middle of it. Around its opening, there shall be a binding of woven work, like the opening of a coat of mail, so that it will not be torn. You shall make on its hem pomegranates of violet, purple and scarlet material all around on its hem, and bells of gold between them all around. A golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate, all around on the hem of the rose. It shall be on Aaron when he ministers, and its sound shall be heard when he enters and leaves the holy place before the Lord, so that he will not die.
It shall be on the turban, it shall be at the front of the turban, it shall be on Aaron's forehead, and Aaron shall take away the guilt of the holy things which the sons of Israel consecrate, regarding all their holy gifts. And it shall accepted before the Lord. And you shall weave the tunic of checkered work of fine linen, and shall make a turban of fine linen. And you shall make a sash, the work of a weaver. For Aaron's sons you shall also make two. You'll also make sashes for them.
After him.